That's a big room, you see. And so this big picture window and my drapes were drawn back free of the light and all like that. If I didn't want the sun to shine on them, I'd draw those drapes back and the whole end is that great big beautiful picture window. And then this section on each one that I could roll out. And we decided after we'd been married 40 years, Roy wanted me to have a pretty rug. He said, "You're on your knees." We had beautiful hardwood floors, but he says, "You're on your knees all the time. You can see a fly speck on the And he got me this pretty rug. And then I decided we was going to have a drop-leaf table and chairs, you know, for the living room. And we just turned it all into a big living room. And nobody wants to go in there much. I don't heat it here all the time now. I've got too much house. But we have it, and I don't want to rent it out. I've had a chance since I've been here. It's closed up. I've been offered before this all come on now, that before the lake built us down there, $25,000 for it. But I don't want to sell it. No, and people come to me here, real estate men have been. I've got at least five people that wants your home. I said, "Well, I've had more than that come here at the store won't buy it." But I said, "It's our dream home. And I could never part from it. And I just don't feel like I want to sell it now." But two or three of Mr. Hodge out here, the administrator of this place, they had seen it down then, wondered if I'd sell it. I said, "As of now, I do not. I just love, if you have things in stocks and bonds, we never know when we're going to lose a lot of those. And I'd just rather have that much of it in dirt. And in my home, I'd carry insurance, of course, and things like that. But I love my home. It's our dream home. We planned it, and you know, it's funny, we bought down there for privacy because on High Street, I had lovely neighbors. Judge Stewart was on one side of me. Judge Templeton was on the south side. Judge Pete Haynes and other lawyers in front of us. Well, I was a girl that liked to get out and get dirt in my shoes and fool with my flowers, you know, and had all kind of pretty shrubs and flowers, as I say, I'd gotten the pies. And hello, lady. And so I just don't want to sell it. And the other night, over 2 weeks ago, Mr. Hodge stopped after this doctor had seen the home, but I don't want to sell it. Now, I guess maybe I should, but I don't want to till I die. They can do what they want to with it, but I don't want to sell it.
Okay, what sort of things must you have in a bedroom to keep your clothes in?
Oh, wardrobe. That was what we had then. But I have an immense closet in my hallway that's 6 by 8 feet. And there are shelves and things like that. And then I have two chests of drawers in there. It's big enough now for that to keep my better linens in, you know, and things like that. And then I have a curtain where that doesn't show, you see. And just that great big closet, I have two full baths upstairs and toilets, and then this full bath in the basement and a shower down there. And a toilet. But that's the way it's built, and I can shut it all in my guest bedroom. I only have one guest bedroom upstairs. Two bedrooms are all I have, but I have.